I grabbed my phone and sent Anthony a text. When do I get to see you? A loud buzzing sound made me jump out of my skin. I threw back the covers, looking frantically for its source. Locating the panel with a speaker near the door to the suite, I pressed the talk button and the buzzing sound ceased.
Hello?
Hello?
Miss Macaulay?
Asked a warm female voice with the rich Polish accent I had come to love so much.
Yes, that's me. I hope I didn't wake you.
No, I was awake.
I yawned.
Just.
Did you have a good rest?
Yes, actually.
I realized that I had slept through the night without dreams or tossing and turning. This was a blessing, because after what had happened to my hometown and to one of my best friends, I had suffered a few nightmares.
I feel good.
Great, because you have a big day today, remember?
Sorry, but who am I speaking with?
I cringed. In all likelihood, I'd met this person when we arrived last night but didn't remember.
It's Marian Sura, Miss Krulikowski's secretary.
There was no hint of irony in her tone. She sounded professional and kind. I remembered Marian because we'd been emailing since Mom and I had made the decision to return to Poland, but the other name. Something about it was familiar, but I couldn't place it. I racked my memory in earnest. Krulikowski. I knew this name somehow. Marian hadn't responded, but was waiting for me to confirm that she knew who I was talking about. So I replied dumbly,
"Okay."
"It's 8 o'clock. The car is scheduled to take you to the office in 1 hour's time. Breakfast is served in the dining room. I will meet you and Mrs. Macaulay in the front foyer at 9.
"Right."
I projected confidence but squirmed internally. I had barely paid attention to the schedule I had been sent via email. We'd been so busy preparing for our international move.
Marian? Mrs. Sura?
Call me Marian, if you like.
Thanks, and please call me Targa. Does my mother... You can call her Mira, by the way. Does she know all this?
There was a long pause, during which she was probably wondering why I hadn't communicated this to my mother myself after I'd received her carefully structured and thorough email with this very information and itinerary.
I'll make sure she does.
Thank you.
I rested my forehead against the wall beside the panel and grimaced. I wasn't making a good impression. She was probably questioning Martinius's good sense for the 100th time. Why had he given over his company to these 2 daft Canadian women? Couldn't say I blamed her.
Not a problem, she said. See you in an hour.
I wanted to find my mom, just to make sure she was awake and indeed up to speed, but poking my head out of my suite door revealed a bewilderingly long hallway, in both directions, lined with many doors. I didn't have time to find her now. After hopping in the shower and coming fully awake, my spirits brightened. This was an exciting new chapter of my life, and Anthony was here somewhere. I could barely restrain myself from dancing for joy under the spray of the showerhead. Butterflies took flight in my stomach when I imagined throwing myself into his arms and feeling his big, warm body next to mine again. My skin tingled with inspired goose flesh and excitement, not just for Anthony, but for all of the recent changes for me. And Mum. She no longer had to work in a job she hated, and she had control of the artifacts from the Sibelin. I could be with the man I had fallen so hard for only a few months ago, much sooner than I had ever anticipated. Of course, at the time, no one knew Saltford was going to suffer from a massive natural disaster, supernatural attack, or that my high school was going to be destroyed, pulverized by a demon, or that my friends had had their own transformative summers, becoming powerful elementals, and were changing their lives just as drastically as I was changing mine.